大。
So all mothers of great.
我们今天一起来学习一位信心的母亲。
So the sermon is about the mother of faith.
我们一起来读今天的经文。
So let's read the verses together.
在出埃及记第二章一到十节。
Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 10.
好，我们翻到的时候，我们一起起立，我们恭敬的来恭读神的话。
So let's arise and read God's words, language of your choice.
预备，请。
Now the man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that she was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then he placed the child in it and put it along the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to Nile to bathe, and her attendant were walking along the riverbank. He saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. She was crying. She felt sorry for her. This is one of the Hebrew priests, he said. Then the sister asked the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse for him, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older and took the Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, she named him Moses, because I drew him out of the water.
去乃他的孩子见长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给儿子起名叫摩西，意思是因我把他从孩子拿出来。好，谢谢，请坐。
Please be seated。
啊，今天是母亲节，祝所有天下所有的母亲节啊，佳节愉快。
Today's Mother's Day to all mothers here. Happy Mother's Day。
啊，如果你在座已经是母亲的，请你很。荣誉的从你的座位站起来好不好
So all mothers please rise
如果你已经是母亲的哈，请站起来我们开始非常非常感谢
So
请坐
Please be seated
我们可能有一半以上都是非常的感谢
So about half people here are mothers
天下所有的母亲都是非常伟大的
So all mothers are great
有一只壁虎误入鳄鱼池，丧命之际，壁虎急中生智。
So a gecko fell into a swarm of alligator just about to be swallowed.
他一把就抱住这鳄鱼，大叫。
So he held the alligator and cried out.
他说：“妈妈，母亲节快乐。
”Happy Mother's Day.
就鳄鱼就愣住了啊，立刻老泪纵横。你怎么变成这个瘦成这个样子啊
？So it shocked the crocodile, and the crocodile tears fell off and said, "Oh, how come you lost so much weight?"
啊，这个救了他一命啊！但是母亲节，其实母亲每一位母亲都非常伟大的。
So all mothers are great.
世界上的确有很多特别伟大的母亲。
Some moms are exceptional in this world.
而圣经当中也记载了许多伟大母亲的故事。
And also in the Bible.
所以每一位母亲都很伟大，而且都很特别。
Each in her own right, therefore, to set no standard.
也没有一定的标准，要怎么样才是一个好的母亲，也很难学习说做一个达到这样的一个好母亲的标准。
So there's no set standard for great mother and difficult to model.
不过我们身为一位母亲，或是当然也包括父亲，假如你有一位孩子，你养育出来能够出人头地。就很了不起，而且以他为荣，是不是
？So as a parent, if only one of the children turn out to be outstanding, it will be reason for pride and success.
那假如有一位母亲，她不是只有养育出一个非常成功的孩子，如果她养育出所有的孩子都是有伟大不凡的成就，所有的孩子哦，那更是了不起，是不是？
So if all children turn out great, that's even tougher, and envy of all mothers.
如果有这样的一位母亲，我相信这是一所有的母亲所羡慕、所要学习的榜样。
So it will be modeled to everyone.
当然，世界上有这样的母亲不多，可能这个我们可能会养出一个特别优秀，可是其他就一般优秀，这样的例子很多。
So they are rare. Most children not so outstanding.
但是圣经有记载这么样的一位母亲，她所养育出来的所有的孩子都非常的优秀。
So there was such a mother in Bible.
她就是米利安的母亲。米利安是以色列历史当中的第一位女先知。
So mother,
也成立了世界第一个妇女敬拜团。厉不厉害？厉害啊。
So mother of Miriam, the first prophetess in Israel, she established the first ladies worship team.
那她还有一个儿子叫亚伦，他是以色列历史当中的第一位大祭司，厉不厉害？厉害。
So the mother of Aaron, the first high priest in Israel.
不过这个还 不要紧，还有一位叫摩西，他是以色列历史当中到目前为止最伟大的、最伟大的领袖，没有人能够超过他的地位，厉不厉害？厉害。
Mother of Moses, the greatest leaders in Israel history.
好，这三位这个孩子你都认识，但是他的母亲叫什么名字？你知不知道
？You know the three great people, but do you know the name of the mom?
我们，我想我们很想学习这样的一个对象哈。那到底他的成功之处在哪里？我认为他的特别之处呢，乃是在于他是一位信心的母亲。
I think the most important thing, she was a mother of faith.
其实她有名字的，在希伯来书第十一章，她列出了一系列的伟人，信心伟人名单当中，其中只有一位母亲被提到，那就是摩西的母亲，她的名字叫约基别，记载在民数记二十六章五十九节。
So in book of Hebrew chapter 11, list of great people of faith, only one mom was mentioned.The mom of faith, her name is Jochebed. It was recorded in Numbers chapter 26, verses 59.
的意思，耶和华是荣耀。
Her name means Jehovah's glory.
由于她信心的榜样而荣耀的神，不但成为以色列民族为以色列培育出三个重要的人物，也给今天为人父母的我们立下了一个重要的榜样，使我们可以学习来效法他的信心。
Because her faith glorified God, not only raised three important figures for Israel, and she also set an example for all parents about her faith.
好，有三方面从他的信心，我们可以一起来学习。第一个是勇者不惧的胆识，也就是
faith to be courageous. Faith to be courageous.
那我们一起来读一到二节，好吗？预备，请。
Now the man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that she was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
我们都知道在当时的背景，因为约瑟做了埃及的宰相之后，由于有从神来的智慧管理，度过了当时严重的饥荒，使得埃及整个国家得到富裕。
In history, Joseph became prime minister of Egypt and managed the famine with God's given wisdom and accumulated wealth for Egypt.
那埃及法老感念他的功勋，让约瑟全家族，以色列全家，也就是以色列全家，总共有70人移民到埃及，把最好的歌山地赐给他们。没想到经过400多年之后，有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理。
Pharaoh rewarded him to bring his whole family of 70 to the best land Goshen in Egypt. After 400 years, the new Pharaoh no longer remembered Joseph.
但因为嫉妒以色列的兴旺与强盛，就苦苦地虐待以色列人。
And envied the prosperity of Jew, he put Jews into slave labor.
不但让他们做苦工，还限制他们生育。
And limited the birth of boys.
如果生女孩，就可以存留。如果生男孩呢，就要杀掉，或者是丢到河里喂鱼，同样是死路一条。
So gave order to dump male infants into the river.
那这种逼迫的程度比过去中国一胎化还要恶劣，因为连超生罚钱的机会都没有。
It was worse than the one-child policy in China. You have the option to pay the fine in China.
但很明显的，埃及人这样做的目的就是要灭绝整个犹太民族。
The purpose of Pharaoh was to extinguish Jews.
我们看见摩西就这样在这样的一个背景，政治背景当中出生了。
So Moses was born at that time.
好，那摩西父母呢？他受到当时无理的政治压迫，那抗命可能死罪一条。
So his parents would be prosecuted by death.
所以当摩西被生下来的时候，父母看他，哇，圣经讲说他长得俊美，所以呢， 就不忍心，然后呢就舍不得杀他。感觉好像人之常情嘛，没什么了不起的。
It was human nature to keep a fine child.
那是不是说，假设摩西长出来啊，有瑕疵啊，兔唇啊，少一根腿啊，这个啊，父母就不要他了，就杀死他了，是不是这样
？It doesn't mean parents will not keep an infant with defects such as hair, lips, or missing limbs.
我相信，因为有爱，就算孩子出生的时候有瑕疵，也会去爱他，想办法让他生存下来的。这是每一位当母亲的都做得到，是不是？连不信的人都做得到，同不同意？
They will still love the child regardless of any defects, believer or not. All children are fine in parents' view.
因为在每一位当父母的眼中，他们所生出的孩子都是最俊美的。
So all children are fine in parents' view.
所以有人说，爱是母亲的代名词，所以难怪世界上有许多生下来瑕疵不健全的孩子，却因为母亲爱的坚持，克服万难，牺牲一切来养育这孩子，这样的例子太多太多了。
Sons and mom equals love. So many infants born with defects, but raised by mom lovingly through many sacrifices.
不过你仔细看哈，这在希伯来书十一章二十三节那里讲到，我们一起来读。
So Hebrews 11 chapter 23. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
所以可见这是因着信，而不是因着爱。
So it was because of faith more than love.
你可能觉得奇怪，为什么是因着信而不是因着爱呢？
So why faith?
难道摩西的母亲没有爱，忍心让他自己生？出生的这一块肉来受苦，然后活活将他弄死吗？
No loving mother would even witness the death of her own flesh.
只要有爱心的人都不会这样子做，所以并不是说摩西的母亲没有爱心，而是他的信心胜过他的爱心。
Anyone with love would not do so. Moses' mom did love him, but her faith was greater.
那到底什么是信心？难道只将摩西藏了三个月？哦，这叫就叫信心呐、啊。
So what was her faith? Hiding for 3 months?
啊、哦，其实不是的，因为这个经节的直接的翻译是这样说：因着信，摩西生下来时被他父母藏了三个月，因他们看见这孩子是俊美的，并不怕王的谕旨。
The verse is read: By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months.After he was born, they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of King's edict.
Oh, 原来是他们相信神在摩西身上有一个特别的计划与作为，这就是信。
They believed God's plan for Moses. That was faith.
换句话说，是因为他的父母先有信心的眼光，他看见上帝要为这个孩子有一个特别的计划，因此他们不惧怕危险，才勇敢的。将这孩子藏了三个月。
They first saw God's plan and risked hiding the child for 3 months.
可是你说明明圣经有提到这个孩子很俊美啊。
The Bible said he was no ordinary child.
刚出生的孩子不应该用这一个形容词俊美的，是不是？我们刚出生的孩子我们会用可爱啊，或者是用chubby 哈。我们不大会用俊美这个字，是不是？所以这是翻译的问题。
So it's a matter of translation, is not handsome.
好，不是英俊美丽，好叫俊美哈，是正确的翻译应该是令人欢愉悦的、卓越的、有价值的。
So it should be pleasing, extraordinary, or outstanding.
那在 NIV 的翻译是这个非比寻常的。
So NIV translates as extraordinary.
所以很显然的，摩西刚出生的时候，他的外貌气质非凡啊，气质出众，与其他的小婴孩不同。
So obviously Moses was different.
其实好的外貌也可能有上帝特别的目的哦。
So there's a purpose for good looks.
有人认为说，哦，是不是因为摩西的外貌特别姣好？特别的可爱，所以当那个公主埃及公一看的时候，哇，她就特别喜爱，而把她收养了。
So Moses maybe looking his look ingratiated Pharaoh's daughter to survive.
所以他就侥幸收下来，我想我们看到很漂亮、很可爱的小孩，我们都会想要接近他，我们都会想要来收养他，这个是人之常情。
So it's human nature to attract to the fairness.
但是我不是这么样认为的，等下我会解释。我相信每一个，我像人，假如你有外貌较好的外貌，其实可能都有上帝的目的。
Because your looks is a purpose from God.
例如但以理长得帅不帅？
What about Daniel?
大卫长得帅哈。
And David.
这个约瑟长得帅不帅？
And Joseph.
都很帅哈。 以斯帖长得漂不漂亮？
And Esther.
这些都是因为外貌出众才被选入宫的，而成就上帝的计划。
So they were selected for their appearances to achieve God's purpose.
我看到我们在座很多都很漂亮的哈，所以你有漂亮的外貌，不要太骄傲，你要去珍惜，要去感恩，明白上帝的目的。
So if you're fair, don't be prideful. Instead, to cherish it for God's purpose.
不过摩西的外貌虽然让父母觉得奇特，但是更重要的是，在信心的眼光当中，他们相信摩西将来会成为神美好的器皿，来成就他伟大的工作。
Moses was favored by his parents for his look. More importantly, they had faith that Moses would be vessel for God's wonderful work.
这就像我们在中国古代这些历史小说里面，我们看到每一个重要人物出生的时候呢，人家说哇，这个孩子长得很特别，生来就有福相啊，将来一定是大将之才，是不是？
So many Chinese novel about the looks at birth, predicting future achievements.
你们都不看以前的小说是不是？以前历史小说有哈，很多刚出生就可以看出他将来就是有这个很伟大的作为了啊。
So you can tell when the important people was born, how they look.
那同样的理解的角度，我们相信摩西父母就因为这样信心的坚持，才会不顾自己的生死，决心为神保存这个孩子的性命。
In the same way, Moses' parents were willing to risk their lives for their faith in God's plans to preserve him.
今天我们作为基督徒或是作为父母亲的，我们当然也要用信心的眼光来养育我们的儿女。
We Christians should raise our children in the same way.
这样我们才会在困难中仍然坚持下去，因为在神的计划当中，你的儿女将要成为神伟大的作为，那是你现在所不知道的。
Persevere in adversity that God has great plans unknown to you for your children.
虽然他现在还小，他不懂事，可是呢，也可能他你这个什么都不会，也什么都不知道，甚至在管教的过程会让你失望，让你挫折，但是他将来说不定成就非凡，远远超过你所能想象的。
Even they are young, ignorant, even disappoint you despite discipline, they may achieve far beyond your imagination.
所以你要用信心的眼光，继续为着完成神对他们生命的计划的缘故来养育你的孩子。
Have faith, continue to rear, to raise your children for God's plans for them.
第二是要有临危不乱的智慧，也就是要有抗压的信心。
Faith to handle stress.
我们一起来读第三节，预备，请。
But when she could not hide him no more, he got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
好，拥有抗压的信心，在重要关键的时候展现出那种临危不乱的智慧，对于一位母亲何等的重要！
It's important for mom to have faith under stress with wisdom and calmness in crisis.
而约基别就是这样的一位母亲。 她临危不乱的智慧，不但体现出她的成熟稳重，更表现出她有一种抗压的信心。Jochebed
was such a mom with wisdom and calm in crisis. She showed her maturity and faith under stress.
她在孩子三个月的时候，她很镇静的取了一个蒲草箱，然后呢，再把它涂上外面涂上石漆和石油。
3 months after delivery, she calmly took a papyrus basket, coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it.
那再把这个箱子呢，搁在河边的这个芦荻当中，忍痛啊，忍着心痛，让孩子慢慢离开。这并不是抛弃他的孩子哦。 他，而是他还安排他的女儿在旁边，在后面静观其变。
Putting among the reeds along the bank of Niles, not to abandon her child, but send her daughter to observe what would happen.
若是一般的母亲，可能情绪大乱，说一些情绪啊的话，例如说孩子活不了，我也不想活了，哈之类的啊话，没有这样子。
For ordinary mom probably messed up out of sorts, wished to die together with her child.
可能我们都会有一个相同的问题，就是会问说，为什么摩西的父母不继续把他藏到，直到他被抓啊的时候，因为反正都死路一条嘛，被抓的时候也顶多也是死掉，为什么不等到那时候呢？
Or why not kept Moses for as long as possible before apprehended?
反正当时违法的也不是只有他，家家户户大家有生的都有藏私藏婴孩的问题，那就算被抓到也不一定判死刑嘛，顶多丢到河里面死就死吧。
So probably they were hiding, probably many were hiding child against the law and also not perishable by death.
那你把它丢到河里，就算没有被鳄鱼被野兽吃掉也会活活饿死的。
So once a child was dumped into the river, for sure it would die, either swallowed by beasts or starved to death.
我没有答案，因为你我都不是处在当时的处境当中，任何的猜测都不一定正确。
So we don't know the answer since we were not present.
而且我相信不是所有的摩西那一代的人都丢到，都否则整个民族都灭绝了，将来就不会有一群人出埃及了。
So our guess may not be correct. Otherwise, there will be nobody left for Exodus.
神有他保护他自己子民的一套方法，我们不知道。
So God has His own purpose. We may not know.
可是这里呢，我们看见圣经的记载，他这里讲到说，我们看见当约基别处在这样的一个压力当中，他所做出的行动乃是一种信心的行动。
According to the Bible, she showed faith under stress and acted accordingly.
好，首先她取一个蒲草箱。这个蒲草箱呢，其实在圣经原文那个箱呢，跟挪亚方舟那个方舟是同一个字，代表是救恩。
First, she took a box of papyrus. She material was as Noah's ark. Ark means salvation.
好，也许她明白这是救恩之方舟背后的意义。
Perhaps she knew it was Ark of Salvation.
而且乃是她相信有一个救恩要从这里而出，就像当年挪亚方舟一样。
Just as God saved Noah in the past.
他们将会经历神的拯救，不但是这个孩子，也是攸关整个民族的拯救。这就是信心。
Not only for this child, but also for Jew. That's faith.
除此之外呢，你看约基别还特别在蒲草箱外面涂上石漆跟石油。的确很有聪明智慧，因为这个可以增加浮力，提高孩子在危险的尼罗河当中的安全系数。
It was her wisdom to coat it with tar and pitch to improve the buoyancy and the odds of survival.
我们不知道约基别的文化程度是什么，不过我们可以将他的智慧聪明，他可以将他的智慧中表现在实际的生活当中。尤其是在这种紧急特殊的处境当中，这样的处理得当，这实在不容易，也是值得我们学习的。
We don't know her cultural background, but she showed practical wisdom in crisis for us to learn.
好，当法老的女儿这个公主，她发现这个孩子的时候，请问她知不知道这孩子是希伯来人？
When Pharaoh's daughter discovered the child, she knew he was a Hebrew.
她当然知道啊。那请问她知不知道她的父王下令要杀死所有的希伯来的婴孩？
And her dad's edict to kill Hebrew boys.
那他如果收养这个孩子的话，那是不是违抗他父亲的命令？
So she was against her dad's edict.
他大可不需要为了一个，那反正那么多的婴孩，干嘛为了一个婴孩要来跟他父亲的关系完全的打坏呢？
So not worth it between her and her dad.
但我告诉你一件事，就是机会永远是神给的。
I tell you, our God is a God of second chance and much more.
当摩西被发现的时候，他就哭了。这时候，埃及公主可能在河边，在那里洗澡，觉得吵死人了，破坏他的这个气氛，破坏他的心情。
Moses was crying while the Egyptian princess was bathing in Nile. She may not feel annoyed by the worst.
再加上希伯来人的小孩命贱不值钱， 所以你可能说啊，因为摩西的外貌与众不同，吸引的公主啊，也许是事实。可是圣经没有这样记载啊。
You may say Moses looked extraordinary, attract to the princess.
那只是我们的猜测。就算摩西长得很可爱，但是我告诉你，孩子不哭闹的时候很可爱，他一哭闹下去的时候，哈哈哈哈，也许你就同意了。我们当中很多小朋友你喜欢抱，可是他一哭的时候你就赶快、啊、受不了了，赶快找他的爸爸妈妈了，是不是？
So it's all speculation since Bible didn't mention this. You may comment, no crying baby is cute if you have experience taking care of baby.
我看你的表情还不理我，好像都没有抱过小孩的样子。同意了哈，同意哦。小孩哭的时候哇哇哇，我上个礼拜就是抱一个小孩，哇，我这不是我把他弄哭的啊，我很冤枉，可是找不到他的妈妈，哇，好急啊！他不哭的时候好可爱，他一哭的时候，哇，你真的束手无策。
So fussy baby is not cute.
可是圣经记载说，当公主打开箱子，看见孩子就哭了。这是哭的时候，她不是很讨厌他，她是很可怜他。
So according to scripture, the prince had pity on the child when she opened the box.
没有提到摩西的相貌吸引了公主。
Did not mention Moses' appearance.
可能是在摩西父母的这个信心的眼中当中，他看见摩西是俊美的。可是在这个公主的眼中眼光中，他跟普通的希伯来婴孩一样，没什么特别的。
Beauty is in the eyes of beholder, and the princess perhaps thought nothing about the look of Moses.
反而在这个时候，偏偏在时候破坏他的这个心情，因为这个啼哭的孩子没有把他搞坏，反而心中发出一个怜悯之心，他可怜这个小孩。所以这个可怜悯之心来的正是时候，因为机会是上帝给的。
However, she was not annoyed by crying, but had mercy. God put mercy in her heart.
所以让我们要知道一件事情，要是我们一般人捡到一个弃婴，我们看他很可爱，眼睛会说话，还会对你笑，你越看越喜欢，谁都想领养他，是不是？
If an abandoned infant looks cute, it may grow on you to adopt.
但是你如果看到一个小孩就哭哭闹闹在那里，这个你意念全消，哎呦，这被马上打退堂鼓了。
Otherwise, a fussy one will make you think otherwise.
那我们看见我们当中也有很多的这小婴孩非常的可爱，可是他们都不哭，我们都想抱他，是不是？
We all like to cuddle baby.
但是你如果等到他哭的时候，你就不觉得不好玩了。
But give it back to mom once it starts crying.
当公主看见这个孩子哭了，她发出了怜悯之心，这时候摩西的姐姐出现了，她勇敢的对公主说，我去在希伯来妇女当中来帮你找一个奶妈来为你奶这个孩子，可不可以啊？
When the Egyptian princess showed mercy to the crying baby, Moses' sister boldly suggested, "Should I go and get me this Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?"
我猜可能是母亲约基别指使女儿该如何做，否则这么小的小女孩，她怎么知道有这种智慧跟公主来应对呢？
I guess the mom had instructed the daughter beforehand, otherwise she may not have the tact to interact with princes.
我猜如果我是摩西的姐姐，我会怎么做？当时我以她的年纪来，我看到那个哭了，然后被公主捡起来，我马上冲出去告诉她，那是我弟弟，那是我弟弟啊！我替她去找她妈妈来，好不好啊？那我整个事情都搞砸了。
She might say, "This is my brother. I will look for his mom."That would have ruined everything.
那他，我猜想是因为他母亲特别嘱咐这个姐姐，你跟着弟弟去，躲在后面静观其变，可能会有埃及人看他可爱，会收养他。你就提出说愿意来帮他找奶妈，千万不要泄露身份，否则就前功尽弃。
I guess it was instructed by her mom to follow and observe what would happen if Egyptian were to adopt him. Then you suggested to find a nanny without disclosing our relationship to him.
你看后来两个人，他跟母女这样合作无间，配合的天衣无缝，这就是最好的证明。
It turned out seamlessly.
好，第九节这里讲到说，这个妇女就抱着这孩子去奶他。
So,
我想这个时候的约基别在这个时候。何等的从容不迫，镇静处理。你如果看到说，哇，终于我可以把我自己的孩子那一刻，你一定哇哭啊，是不是？
So the woman took the baby and nursed him. Jochebed did not appear overwhelmed by the occasion, nor crying emotionally, but stayed calm.
这就是一种抗压的信心啊。
Because she had faith under stress.
表现出那种临危不乱的智慧。
Show her wisdom in crisis.
是不是她很有智慧啊？你觉得在整个过程当中
？So what do you think?
的确啊。
Indeed.
作为一个母亲，当然也包括在座所有的人，包括父亲。我们都有机会面对一些突发状况。
So parent or anyone will face the unexpected.
在面对危机的当中，我们要有处理危机的应变能力。
We need to adapt and deal with it.
那如果我们有抗压的信心，这就可以决定我们应变能力的智慧，考验我们是否可以成为一个成熟的母亲。
With faith under stress, we will have the wisdom and maturity to deal with it.
在生活中遇到特殊状况的时候，作为母亲的总会心急如焚。如果没有抗压的信心，就会乱了阵脚，不能够以智慧来处理危机，就会造成亏损。
Mom may panic under stress without faith, may cause damage without wisdom in crisis.
记得几年前在台湾有一个青少年喝醉酒，然后呢就把闯祸把三个人造成三个人死亡的惨剧。
Several years ago, there was a young man in Taiwan, DUI, and killed three people.
类似这样的故事发生在大陆也一样。那这个阔少爷呢，他不但不向死者家属道歉认错，最糟糕的是他的母亲还一味的替孩子辩护说，孩子太小了，不懂事啊，不要怪他啊。哇，这个报道出来引起众怒，很明显的，这个母亲心里只想到他的孩子，而不管别人的死活。
This rich boy did not apologize, and his mom defended his immaturity, obviously stoked the anger of public opinion. This mom only cared about her son and showed no regards for others.
后来他知道这个他失言了，哇，又情绪激动的这个下跪求饶啊，一直跪着，然后跟他道歉啊，这个是很显然的，我们看出这个母亲没有处理危机的智慧，那是因为他那种抗压的信心没有被发挥出来。
Once she realized her slip of tongue, then hysterically knelt and begged for forgiveness. Obviously, this mom lacked the wisdom in crisis without faith under stress.
其实每位母亲都需要有那种抗压的信心，无论在恶劣的环境发生的时候，你要相信都是神所容许的。
All men need faith under stress, believe that all things are allowed by God.
所以你要先顺服神的主权。冷静思考之后，你才能够拥有处理危机的智慧。
Submit to God first and think it through to deal with it with wisdom in crisis.
因此，当我们在教养我们的儿女的过程当中，这尽管这是不容易的使命，但是我们希望都能够像约基别一样，能够发挥出抗压的信心。
It's not easy to raise children. Hopefully, we can all be like Jochebed with faith under stress.
表现出临危不乱的智慧，才能够在各样的危机难处当中化险为夷。
And wisdom in crisis to navigate all kinds of scenario.
好，最后一个是要信守诺言的行动，也就是要交托的信心。
Lastly, faith to let go.
好，我们一起来读第十节，预备，请。
When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
圣经并没有记载当时摩西几岁了。
Bible does not mention how old Moses was.
但是我们相信在过去几年的时间当中，摩西当然从母亲那里得知自己的身世。有一天，他也知道有一天会被送回法老的女儿那里。
We presume he knew about his birth from his mom, and she was willing to bring him to Pharaoh's daughter.
请注意一件事情，摩西跟自己的母亲朝夕相处。一个孩子出生的时候，你会不给他名字吗？不会，不没有名字就给他，连一只狗都会给他名字，是不是？如果一个孩子出生，一个孩子会不会给？可是，请问摩西这个名字是谁取的？是法老的女儿，不是摩西娶的母亲娶的哦。那言下之意是什么？是母亲宁愿放弃自己所娶的这个名字。
So Pharaoh's daughter gave Moses the name, and then Jochebed for going his pet name.
好，请注意，这并不是母亲残忍的拒绝自己的亲生儿子，乃是他凭着一个远见与果断，才有交托出去的信心，否则一般人根本做不到。
He did not abandon Moses, but with the courage and foresight to let go.
我有一位亲戚，他曾经帮人家带过小孩，带了半年就带出感情了。
One of my relatives was nanny for just 6 months, and she was so attached.
那最后你要把这个孩子还给他父母，结果他哭了好几天啊。
And she cried several days after temporary gig was done.
你想看看，连自己亲生，不是自己亲生的孩子都有这种感情不舍，那更何况摩西是约基别所亲生的孩子，说不定他在那里痛哭了好几天，他不愿意割舍这份感情。
Jochebed probably cried at the pending separation.
但是最后，他仍然信守承诺，以信心。
But she kept the promise to give Moses to Pharaoh's daughter.
所以这是要一个痛下一个极大的一个决心啊，那个割舍是不是？
So it's difficult to let go.
如果你做得到吗？
Can you do it?
哦，可能很难。你在那里，可是他为什么做得到呢？
So why she can do it?
我告诉你，还有一个更难的，更难的是什么？对于一个母亲而言，更难过、更不容易的一个情况。就是他愿意，可是这个孩子不愿意回去。他再怎么样都是希望跟自己的家人、跟自己的同胞在一起。
Besides, Moses may not want to leave his family and people.
我告诉你，他最担心的事情还是发生了。
So what he worried most still happened.
我们看圣经怎么记载。
So let's read it.
希伯来书十一章二十。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24 and 25.
预备，请。
By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. So Moses didn't care about the luxury of leaving. He was not willing to live with Egyptian princes without blood relationship.
小男生在那闹脾气的，在闹脾气的，那母亲可能心疼孩子，就顺着孩子，不让你回去了，不让你就在这里。
Boy Moses perhaps was upset, and his mom might let him have his way.
如果你是摩西的母亲，你会让他回去吗？
So if you're the mom, would you let him go back? So are you willing? So what about dropping kids for summer camp or daycare for the first time? So you're willing to let go. So it's not easy.
但是他，我们可以看见摩西的母亲，她愿意为什么会让摩西会去回埃及？我相信这位母亲是一位信心的母亲，对他的谆谆教诲影响深远。
I believe must be done to the face of his mom and the influence of her education.
母亲在摩西身上的成长过程当中，一定在他身上做了很多的思想工作。教导他要有信心的眼光来等候神在他身上的计划成就。
Jochebed taught Moses faith in waiting on God to fulfill special plans for him.
他看到的不是只有自己的需要，他看到的是神有一个极大的计划要成就。换句话说，他自己先有信心的跨越，再深深的影响他的儿女。
First, she must have such overriding faith to deeply influence Moses.
其实除了约基别。圣经中同样也记载了好几位有交托出去的信心的这种信心的母亲，也同样信守诺言的行动。
Other than Jochebed, there are several moms of faith keeping the promise of faith.
等到他孩子大的时候，他们也按着他们的承诺献上他们的孩子给神，例如撒母耳的母亲约拿哈拿，对不起哈拿，他祷告许愿，若能够生育就能够愿意将他的孩子奉献 在圣殿当中一生来侍奉神。
Samuel's mom Hannah prayed and pledged if she became fertile, she would dedicate a child to serve Jehovah in the temple.
那果然神垂听她的祷告啊，她信心的祈求，就让她生了约这个撒母耳。那等到撒母耳断奶之后呢，母亲信守诺言，将她送到圣殿去。
God listened to her plea, and she gave birth to Samuel. After weaning, Hannah kept her promise, sending Samuel to the temple.
那除了哈拿之外呢？耶稣的母亲玛利亚也同样有交托的信心，才愿意把耶稣给出去。
Besides, Jesus' mom Mary had similar faith to let go.
同样，我们今天你有没有这样交托的信心呢
？Today we are the same.
圣经在诗篇一百二十七篇第三节说：“儿女是耶和华所赐的。”
Psalm 127 verses 3 Children are heritage from the Lord.
请问是谁的产业?
So whose heritage?
你只是暂时保管一下的，你我都没有拥有权，将来都要还给神。
So children are a heritage from the Lord under your temporary custody.
真正的拥有权不在于暂时管理的父母，
时
候到了，我们都当放手，把他们带到神的面前。
We have own ownership since they belong to God.
这就是有交托的信心。
So this is a faith to let go.
尤其在我们的孩子有一天他们都会长大，会外出去读书。他们的离去的确对每一个家长都会不舍，但是你要知道，你要放手。
Especially when kids went off to college, parents must reluctantly let go.
将主权交出去的意思，不是说哦，我已经没有责任了，以后都你的事了，我已经尽完了责，不是这样子的意思。
But let go doesn't mean cut loose，
而是你要以更少的管辖约束，但是你要更多的信心仰望，你要更少的担心干涉，却是更多的祷告交托。
But less restrictive and have faith in God taking care of your kids. Worry and interfere less. Pray and support more.
唯有我们这样行，才能够证明我们真是有交托的信心。
Only our action speaks for our faith.
拥有信心对于母亲来讲何等的重要。
Faith is so important to mom, everyone.
其实对于每个人也一样，因为圣经告诉我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
著名的布道家穆迪先生，他感念他的母亲的爱，在他母亲的墓边，他留下了这一句话。他说他所做的是尽他所能的。
The famous evangelist Dwight Moody put the following: She did what she could on her mom's tombstone in remembrance.
那是一种信心的行动。
So that's action of faith.
你为你的儿女竭心尽力所做的，你是否也全力以赴呢？
Have you done what you could for all your children?
全力以赴并不是给予最好的物质享受或是特殊对待，
Not necessarily materialistic or special treatment.
而是有没有像约基别一样，不但自己成为有信心的母亲，也给予儿女信心的榜样，这是最宝贵的传承。
But as Jochebed, a mother of faith, to model for her children,This is the most precious inheritance.
因此我们也要求我们自己，在要求你的孩子有信心之前，我们先给予榜样，学习操练有冒死的信心。
So you should be a model of faith first before asking your children to have faith.
以至于我们有勇者不惧的胆识。
Learn and discipline the faith of
抗压的信心，所以我们有临危不断的智慧。
About faith, courage.
并且我们有交托的信心，能够信守诺言的行动。
And face under stress and face to let go.
盼望约基别的故事也成为你我的榜样，让我们都成为一个有信心的母亲或是有信心的人，好吗？
So we should have action to keep our promise.
让我们一起来回应，这是我深知所信。
So let's arise and respond, all I know who I have believed.